The 2020 holidays are going to be a little different this year. A little quieter. A little smaller. As we rethink our holidays, Mall of America rethought Thanksgiving week. Introducing 8 days of giving, kicking off our holiday season with generosity and community in mind. Each day focuses on a different kind of giving, from supporting charities to shopping locally owned stores to treating yourself with kindness too. And it's all at Mall of America. Get giving and celebrating at mallofamerica.com.
Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
I just realized this is my last podcast of 2020.
It is. Yeah, this is it. November 25th is your last podcast of this year.
I'm done for the year, and I can come back in the year 2021.
God, you're lucky.
And hope to God that everything has gotten better, things have improved. It'll be very strange when I come back to find out what the world looks like.
Oh, I thought you meant just the state of the show.
No.
Well, there's that too.
I'm very confident the state of the show will be just tip top.
It's here. It's here. It will still be here.
Well, it's going to be weird because, you know, after I recover from this, I like to call it my hardware upgrade.
Yeah.
My joint replacement surgery. Hiding out in an apartment, you know, I don't want to go out anywhere, especially when you're recovering from that. You don't want to risk getting a cold, a flu, mm-hmm. or God forbid, COVID. So I'll be just looking out at the world from a little apartment building.
It's like you're kind of
waiting for the world to change and get better, right?
Oh, it's a John Mayer song.
Yeah, right? Oh, man, and I sure hope it does. Oh, it's going to be so strange. So we have to go out with a bang, or at least I do.
Yes, bang! That's true. Let's bang! Do it.
Okay, how are we planning to celebrate Thanksgiving? That is the topic on everybody's mind. How do you tackle Thanksgiving dinner? Are you a grazer? Are you an eat-it-all-at-once kind of person? What do you like to do? Are you in small bursts, like have several mini meals? What do you do, Dez?
I graze as I'm cooking and getting everything prepared and like put onto the serving dishes. Mm-hmm. I definitely sample. Okay. So by the time we get to the real dinner, I'm going to be real with you.
Yeah.
I'm not actually starving. It's like me at a Mexican restaurant.
Yep.
I eat too many chips and salsa.
Yeah.
So I just have a little something and then I eat again later.
Yes.
Yes. And that's so really, I guess the answer is I graze. I kind of graze all day.
You're a grazer, Crisco.
I will have like that first plate is like, oh, yeah, it's buddy. Gangbusters. Like I'm having a whole plate. and then I just kind of lay there in pain and I'm like, oh, this is so stupid.
So how many plates will you put down?
I am a big leftovers guy, so not as many as you'd think. Mm. Like, I love the leftovers, like, the next day.
But I could see you having your first plate and then having a second plate
yep.
and then being like, you know what? I could have a little more, having kind of like a half of a third plate.
Yeah, no shame. No shame. I've done that before.
Yeah.
But I'm a big fan of having a plate right away when the meal's done. Let the day go by, watch a lot of football, a lot of entertainment, and then like that late night snack plate. You have that before bed.
Totally.
And then you eat that, and then the next day you go, well, look at all the leftovers I got. I mean, Ryan.
Yeah.
I am the guy who made a double batch of stuffing this year, just so there could be leftovers to have.
Well, now, how funny. You and I are such opposites. I want as little food as possible for leftovers. We have a Thanksgiving kit that we have. Basically, it's already made. I said, Vaughn, let's not go through the trouble. It's just us this year.
Yeah.
Let's make this easy. We're doing a turkey breast, not a full turkey. He's making his stuffing. Mashed potatoes are already done. You know, it's going to be easy
good.
And over with. But typically, I'm with Dez. Graze, graze, graze. I love little snacks, little yep. mini moments throughout the day. And then is the big meal. One plate rule, though. One plate.
That's
so
it?
One
but
and
that's,
done.
You know what, though? It is really smart because it's never a good decision when you've hit your second plate. Because you know you've already eaten a plate that made you feel ill.
Yep.
Or that you're like, oh, I'm so full. All you did is give your stomach, what, 2 hours to kind of recuperate and then go back at it.
Yeah. Well, apparently a lot of us are stressed out and you might be a little bit stressed after Thanksgiving, especially if you have all these people coming over to your house and you're like, oh, it's a pandemic and we're still getting together. Oh, great. Well, uh-oh. If you'd like something to scream at, there's a number you can call just to scream at something. And it's getting a lot of uploads. This is weird. And other people can listen to you screaming. The phone number is 561-567-8431, or you can go to justscream.baby. Have you been there?
Oh, I have not been there, but I just know that We have a collection of them, and it is fantastic.
Okay, people just screaming to feel better.
Yep.
Okay, I hope that made them feel better. Does that do anything for you?
Hey, I think if you need to get it off your chest, just scream in your house. I don't know why you call. You're not a screamer. Like, if you're like so frustrated,
I don't have to. No.
Oh.
Me either.
I don't do that. I don't know why. But I'm also not a violent person. I have never taken something and broken it because I'm so angry. Like, some people smash stuff or punch a wall or. I'm not that guy. I've never been a violent person.
Yeah.
I don't deal with it that way.
Yeah.
I've had that twice in my life, and it was with arguments with my dad because we would just get into blowout fights.
Mm-hmm.
I punched a hole in the wall, but it was really thin drywall, so it wasn't that impressive. Don't act like I punched through anything big. And then there was a thing I had that held like bats and gloves and everything for sports, and it was just this piece of cheap, flimsy wood. And I got so mad, and my dad left the room, and we were battling. And I went... And I didn't know where to take the rage out. And I was 15, and I'm like, and I punched down. I punched through two layers of the wood.
Jeez, yeah, big guy.
That was the moment where I went, I have to figure out a more constructive way to get rid of frustration than punching things.
Well, these kids, you know, we were talking about this morning, Dusty and her meltdowns over nothing. You know, they have to be upset and angry. They probably have a lot of feelings, a lot of emotion, and they don't know how to get it out. They haven't learned how to express how they feel. And so little things set them off. She's the queen of meltdowns over nothing. She was upset because she didn't want to wear pants to school.
Yeah, like full-on meltdown, upset. Like, she's not going to school if she has to wear pants.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you have to go to school and you have to wear pants. So kicking and screaming in her pants is how she went to school.
Well, there are other people who texted in, Des, you're not alone. I put the chopped fruits into my daughter's bowl in the wrong order.
Oh.
Yeah, and then she forgot to look at the book when I was reading it, so she didn't get to see the pictures, and that made her mad, too.
Of course. Course.
Yeah, like it would.
I kissed my son 4 times instead of 5. That set him off. He hurt his foot trying to slam the door on my face, but it's my fault. He received the brown granola bar, even though it was the only one we had in the moving car.
Oh, they are real particular in the car.
I went down the stairs to get my shoes instead of us all going down, and that was upsetting. I sat in the wrong chair, and any chair I attempted thereafter was also wrong. Since Easter chocolate buttons are no longer acceptable and all chocolate titbits, a potty training treat, must be animal or egg-shaped.
Mm.
Those are the only acceptable treats.
Okay.
Oh, and by the way, dinner was too hot. That started a fight. 30 seconds later, now it's...
too cold.
Too cold. You can't win.
Boy. Yeah.
Can't win either way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool.
And it's so a small window.
Maybe these kids need to call the scream line.
Yeah. It's true. They don't know how to deal with it. And then try having a 19-month-old, River, who can't talk, but he's trying to. Like, he's telling you stories like, nah, nervous. It's like he's full on having conversations, and you'll say, go grab that or do it or high five. He does it all. He understands you. He gets frustrated because you don't understand what the hell he's saying.
Oh, my God. Well, that's tough at 21 years old to not be able to talk yet.
That's real rough.
Good Lord.
It's really cute.
Sounds
though.
Like an Adam Sandler character.
Or a Tasmanian devil.
Come on, lady, listen to me.
Oh, that's a good impression of it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Well, the toilet paper caper is the big news in Washington.
Oh.
Oh, no, the toilet paper caper.
Oh, you guys, this is a thing. He stole dozens and dozens of supplies of toilet paper. I mean, an entire shipment. Imagine, Des, you just saw Costco get an entire shipment of it. This guy went, you guys... I've got a great idea. I see that they have a delivery coming at about 12 o'clock midnight. I'm going to get there, fill my van up with the entire shipment of paper, and I'm going to take it, put it in the van. He got pretty far away until they realized, well, you're on camera. We found you. We caught you. You've been busted, and now you have second degree theft in residential burglary, along with burglary.
Second degree burgers.
That's a different kind of lifestyle.
Uh-huh.
If you want that. And 3 different misdemeanors, all for stealing an entire shipment of toilet paper that he probably was going to sell for triple and quadruple the price.
What a jerk. What are you doing stealing the shipped paper?
I mean, come on. Yeah, don't mess with the shipped paper.
Somebody shipped it for a reason, yep. And they need it.
Yes.
And because they probably shipped their pants, yeah. So now they need some shipped paper.
You don't mess with shipped paper. It's sick. It really is. That is a sick man. We're going to sell that shipped paper somewhere?
Yeah.
Blech.
Blech. Blech. What are you thinking?
I just can't wait for Des to mess it up.
I know.
She's going to mess it up.
Who's going, no.
Yeah. Oh, let's quickly move on before she does. Apparently, Crisco's financial advisor is going to be very impressed with him.
Pretty impressive moment, my friend.
And I highly doubt this.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, it's a good one.
Oh, is it?
Oh, you're going to be very, very proud of me, my friend.
Oh, as your financial advisor, I'm pretty much disappointed most of the time.
Wait, what?
So I don't know what you're going to come up with unless you won $1 million and you decided to invest it properly. I don't know what you could say would impress me, but we'll find out.
Okay, I mean, if I have $1 million, I'd let you know.
Crisco, Des, and Ryan After Hours continues after this.
The 2020 holidays are going to be a little different this year. A little quieter. A little smaller. As we rethink our holidays, Mall of America rethought Thanksgiving week. Introducing 8 days of giving, kicking off our holiday season with generosity and community in mind. Each day focuses on a different kind of giving, from supporting charities to shopping locally owned stores to treating yourself with kindness too. And it's all at Mall of America. Get giving and celebrating at mallofamerica.com.
Oh, this is a doozy, buddy. I had a chance last night to buy the Xbox Series X that I've been looking for. Ryan, this system is $500, okay? Oh. That's where I'll start.
And you have two already of them.
But
don't
it gets
you?
Worse.
How many Xboxes do you have?
I have the two older versions.
Older ones.
Yes, the
and
one
you need
is
a third one, and that's just Xbox.
Yes, that's just Xbox, and I'm still on the search for the PlayStation 5. The point of this story is the system costs $500. The one I could have purchased yesterday was $900. And it was a bundle package that had a bunch of different stuff in it, like extra games and whatnot. Who cares? I had it. It was in my cart. I got to the end of it. I literally had to click finish, checkout, boom, done. And I went WWRD.
Why didn't you get it?
What would Ryan do?
It was a package deal. It was discounted.
No, it wasn't discounted. No.
That was a great deal.
No, it was not.
This couldn't have gone any better.
You had the controllers. I had two.
Two
controllers with the games. That package alone is well over $1,000.
It was, you idiot.
It's discounted.
No.
Oh, my.
This cannot have backfired on me.
Dude.
It was in
Why
my cart.
Why isn't you always do this? You always make the wrong choices. Now, here's what you're going to do. You're going to pay full price for the system, pay full price for the controllers, and then pay full price for all your stupid games. You're going to spend probably $1,200. You could have saved $300.
I didn't get it because you got into my brain.
Oh, well, why didn't you text him and ask him?
Because it was a rapid-fire situation. I couldn't just call him.
Oh, man. You are disappointing.
Dude. Wow.
So you would have been fine with me buying the bundled package.
But he'll screw over a poor broke neighbor and charge that person $25 a month to rent his janky old snowblower. But when it comes to saving money on this video game system, he's like, I'll pay full retail. Thank you very much. No discounts for this guy.
Uh-uh. It wasn't about the discount.
I'm not looking for no bundle deal. You're not going to scam me.
It wasn't about the bundle discount. God. It was the fact that I didn't need all the other stuff.
No, wait. First of all, you don't need it in general. Need is not a word that should go.
It's like you and water, okay?
Oh, is it?
It's important.
So you will not live without this machine.
A fact. Yes.
Oh, God, buddy.
Well, then you should have bought it because you're going to die this weekend.
You mean you didn't need the controllers because the other old controllers work with the new gaming system?
No, but
the system
comes with one controller.
Oh, yeah, that's enough. Oh, yeah, because your brother's never going to play with you and your nephew.
They play on their own system. God, you're getting choked up.
Well, you better go to that website and see if it's still available.
Wow.
It's not. It's sold out.
Oh, my God. Oh, pal.
I really thought I had something for you. Yeah. Well, let me tell you about the other thing. I definitely happened to find $1 million and I invested it.
Oh, did you?
I invested it all in MySpace.
Oh, super.
That's great. I hear it's making a comeback.
Okay,
that's
good.
Good. This is just really shocking to me that we still haven't learned our lesson. If your passwords are numbers or the word password, you deserve to have your identity stolen. I'm going to say it.
Yeah,
that's not
I
a popular
agree.
Thing to say, but you deserve to have your identity stolen. You just do. And you deserve to go through the hell that comes with it if you're dumb enough to keep your password at 123456.
Oh.
There is a database that has analyzed over 275 million passwords, and we now have the top 10 passwords. Please, dear God, tell me that none of you have these as passwords. Number one, 123456. The second most popular password, oh yeah, it's complicated. It's 9 characters. It's 1 through 9.
Oh, nailing it.
Oh.
Third most popular password. You know, this is all they do. This is how they hack. They mm-hmm. put in your username, your email address, and then they try the 10 most popular passwords, and then they move on. Because it's that easy. The third most popular, picture one.
Picture?
Okay.
The word picture one. The fourth most popular password, password.
Oh.
The fifth most popular password, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh.
Yep, you only require 8 characters. Well, you're going to get 8 numbers. And I'm not doing it backwards like 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm going to do it in order so I can remember that.
Throw in a loop in the system.
The sixth most popular password, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1.
Oh.
Oh, oh, here we're going to throw them for a loop. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Ah, 6 characters. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Oh, man.
Then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 0.
Oh, okay. Nobody thought of 1, 1, 2, 2, 3, 3, 4, 4.
Well, that could be number 11.
The 10th most popular password is just, well, it's clever, but yet stupid. It's Senha. S-E-N-H-A, Senha, which means password in Portuguese.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. Let's think. What languages could I write password?
Hey, Google, how do you spell password in Portuguese? Boom.
Oh my gosh.
The funniest part to me is I've only known one person in my life to have the password.
Yep.
And
Moon.
That was for Moon. 100%.
No.
The guy you would expect.
Yeah.
Every work password he had, which he doesn't have anymore, obviously, was password. And if it expired or if it came up due, he would change it to password one.
Hey, hack his email right now.
I bet you could totally
get
in.
Go to his Gmail. Go to his Gmail and see if it is password. If we can get into Moon's email right now, oh my God, I'm going to do it too.
Oh my God.
Or no, you do it. Otherwise, it might lock us out.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to it right now.
Oh, just wait. Please, dear God, is it not?
You know it is.
If his email password is password.
Oh God, it's going to make me log out of mine. Hold on.
Oh, let me just do it. I'll do it faster.
Okay, got it. Sorry, it makes me do all this stuff.
Oh my God.
Oh,
what
please.
Do you think, Des? What are the odds?
I think it's going to be password. I think you're going to be able to get in.
You think it is?
Or a some combination of that. Password one, password two. Yeah, I mean, you're right. If you know somebody, it's pretty easy to get into their stuff.
I mean, I guarantee you, I know Dusty's in something or another.
I used to, but then I got more creative because I knew I didn't really want my
identity. Okay, password with a lowercase p?
Yeah, he's too lazy to capitalize it.
Okay.
Or to remember.
Here we go. The big moment. Can we hack Moon's email?
Oh.
Wrong password.
Dang. Dang.
What should we try?
Password one.
P-A-S-S-W-O-R-D. Password one. Here we go. Next. Nope. Wrong.
Dang.
Let's try
it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Let's try that. Next. Wrong password.
Dang it. He really upped his game.
Let's try password. With a capital P. P-A-S-S.
Okay.
Password. Next. Nope, that's wrong.
Dang it. Wonder if it has to have like other symbols in it now.
Let's go password one.
Yep.
Password one. Wrong password.
Dang it.
Hey, I'm impressed.
Hey, I am impressed, but at the same time, I know that if I called him right now, which he wouldn't be awake for because it's 10 a.m., I guarantee you if I said, what's your password? He'd go, well, it's password two. I upgraded it last year.
Why do you ask?
Well, we were surprised this morning at Dez's dingbat move. Those are her words, not mine.
Yeah.
When she was parked behind a parked vehicle for 15 minutes in line to get her daughter, and then all the other dingbats lined up behind her because they thought, well, this lady knows what she's doing.
Totally.
She's in line to pick up her kid. Let's line up behind her car. Wait, is that a wiener in the dust of her rearview window? What's going on?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And then other people shared their dingbat moments. Would you like to feel a little bit better?
Please.
I saw an animal in the woods behind my house, And my immediate thought, oh my God, it's a kangaroo.
Oh,
I live in Minnesota.
Oh,
not a lot of kangaroos around here, but I was convinced I saw one.
Okay.
Okay, this is the most Dez thing ever. You know when we did hashtag that's so Dez?
Yep.
Yeah.
I locked my car keys in the trunk of my car. Hours later, when I got my keys out, I proceeded to reenact what happened to my friends.
No.
Complete with actually locking my keys back in the trunk again.
I mean, I have locked my keys in my trunk before. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I could see that happening.
I tried to use a birthday card that I got from my grandparents for my 18th birthday as an ID to get into a nightclub.
I go, look, I'm 18.
What? That doesn't even make sense. I suspected a roommate of stealing my food from the fridge.
Oh.
So I put a lock on the fridge and the freezer door handles. Turns out you could just open them right up.
Oh, of course you can.
Just on the handle. Just on the handle. Oh, my God.
Oh, Dez.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
My sister is the queen of forgetting keys or losing keys, right?
Yeah.
And I just had a conversation with her the other day. She goes, Mom will not stop bugging me about not losing your keys. And I'm like, how many times have I said I'm sorry for my past? I said, Jesse, you've lost your keys 12 times. There's no forgiving the dingbat moments of losing them 12 times.
No.
You can't, happen.
Maybe one time you're like, oh, I get that. A couple times you're like, okay. If it's double digits, that's going to not be forgiven as dingbat moment of the year.
Well, I won't park behind a parked car again.
No, you will.
No, you will. You totally will.
No, you will.
Yeah. What do you think the world's going to look like January 11th, 2021, when I get to come back to this podcast?
It's going to be a whole lot brighter because you're going to be in it.
What does the world look like? Is it better?
Man, that is almost 2 months later. I think it's going to be a lot better. I think we're going to be on the way to getting that vaccine.
Okay.
I hope so, because we've all just wanted to get to Christmas, to get to 2021, because that's like the light at the end of our tunnel.
Yeah, no kidding. All right,
please,
well,
God.
We'll talk to you then, folks.
We'll miss you.
Oh, I miss you.
Make sure you download PodMN, because you can win stuff while you're listening to your favorite podcast, like shopping gift cards and cool experience gift cards. It's PodMN.
All right, well, have a very lovely Thanksgiving, a great Christmas, and a Happy New Year.
You too.
All
good
in one.
Good luck, buddy.
All right, thank you. You guys.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.